Getting ready for M's action. Right behind us, Alan Benavides joins us. AB, how you doing?
What up, Steve? How you doing, man? Doing great. Thank you.
I'm doing awesome. Appreciate all the hookups today.
Yeah.
Man, every time I speak with one of the front office guys, I forget how smart and successful and how with their finger on the pulse of things they are. I got to talk with Jason McLeod. And when you think about who he works with now, with Jed Hoyer and Theo Epstein, I mean, you can go to all the prominent college programs that are succeeding, all the prominent pro organizations are succeeding, and they're up there as kind of the standard setters.
I mean, I'm not going to say they're baseball gods, but you could argue.
Try telling that to the Red Sox and Cubs fans.
Right? I mean, they've done some pretty amazing things. I mean, things that you never thought would happen, you know, so close to each other. And they're responsible for it. I mean, Jason McLeod he's part of that brain trust of who we're getting, what the draft's going to be like, and what direction the Cubs are going to go in.
I asked him as a lifelong Knicks fan if he, Theo, and Jed could take over the Knicks. And he kind of laughed. He's like, you know, we run into groups of fans, and him being a San Diego guy,
right,
being literally the only pro, I mean, now that they've moved the Chargers, you know, no championship. So he's like, I kind of get it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I met Jason when he was with the Padres and back in those days, and he is a tremendous man. So, you know, who knows what's going to be in his future? You know, he almost had a shot to be the Twins GM, right? And the Cubs signed him on for an extension for 5 years, and you know, I think it's probably a pretty smart move on their behalf. But, you know, we know that he's going to be a GM sooner or later. So.
Yeah, he's a young guy. I mean, what was Theo, 29 when he got the Red Sox gig? I mean, come on. So, you SoCal or San Diego? I always forget which. Where?
Yeah, I'm from Los Angeles, born in East L.A. And
they should grew make up a song out of that.
I think, yeah, born in East L.A. Yeah. But the funny thing is, you know, I grew up in East L.A., Pico Rivera, La Habra, all over the place. But, yeah, throughout Southern California.
And when you went to school, I'm kind of curious, what was your major?
I actually studied film, creative writing. I went and worked in Hollywood right after college for 4 years. I was a junior agent. Worked with Penelope Cruz exclusively for many years.
Well, really?
For 3.5 years, yeah.
Totally jealous.
Yeah, and then from there I made the jump into sports in 2004.
And in what aspect and what led you to the point where you're all of a sudden, you know, get into front office work with
right.
a major franchise like this?
So, you know, a quick story. 2004, the winter meetings were happening in Anaheim, and I always loved baseball, played baseball, and I was kind of getting tired of what I was doing a little bit. The glamour had kind of gone away, and I really wanted a job that I loved going to. And I went to the winter meetings. I met Tommy Lasorda. I knew his wife, Rose, and they kind of guided me and introduced me to a few folks, met some of the Padre folks, and they took a liking to me, and I was a little older for some positions at their team in Lake Elsinore, and they gave me a shot, and 3 years later, I'm the assistant GM running the franchise a little bit in the marketing and promotions and sales side of the thing. This job had been opened up a little bit because they're moving the stadium from Civic PK, and
right.
they had hired a team out of – they've hired a headhunter out of Pennsylvania to find the new GM, and he flew me up, and, you know, here we are 8 years later.
Amazing. When I was out here one time, either last year or the year before, I saw you loading boxes and onto a cart and dragging them around, and I don't imagine guys like Brian Cashman do that. So if somebody said to you, what is the least glamorous aspect of your job as the M's GM, what would you come up with?
I really don't like putting on a leaf blower a lot, but I do that a few times, you know, just because it has to get done, you know, but we're a small staff, you know, and so if things got to get done, we all do it. You know, I'm not going to sit here and point fingers and say, hey, you got to go do this. You know, if I'm going to have them do it, I'm going to do it too, you know, so again, small staff, we all wear many hats.
No, I remember seeing that and saying, this is probably not the glamorous aspect.
I'll tell you what, I guarantee you Brian Cashman as an intern with the Yankees
right,
rolled
right,
a few
right.
hot dogs in his day, I guarantee you.
That's funny. So last year,
yeah.
I mean, the remarkable coincidence of
right.
the 108 years for the Cubs, it had been 40-something years 40. Here. Just – for those who have been here and worked with you, you mentioned how long you've been here. family, friends, support staff. I mean, the magnitude of what that meant to win that title.
You know, for me as an individual working in sports, you always want to win. You want a championship. And that's kind of what, you know, I told ownership. I said, hey, here's my goal. We're going to change our brand. We're going to change affiliates. And we're going to win a championship. And I said we'd do that in 5 years. That's what I told the Elmers.
Right.
You know, it took us seven.
It counts.
Right. But, you know, it's really important, I think. You know, personally, it's great. And it was a tremendous accomplishment. While I didn't make a single out, it was great to create the relationships that we did with the Cubs and whatnot to bring a new team here to Eugene in 2016 so we could win. But really, I think it's more for fans. I mean, you know, it's funny. We just saw fans right now leaving the trophy room, and they were, like, crying, right?
It's unbelievable.
Right. It's crazy. It's such an emotional thing. It's something that I'll never understand, you know. Here, I get a Cubs World Series ring after only working in the organization for 2+ years, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's awesome. I get it. But really, they're the ones who deserve it, right? And to see that and be able to – that's what it's about, you know. And we saw that with our fans, you know. We saw that when we won here. I know it's as silly as it may sound because this is my job. We saw fans who've been following the team for 33
years. Oh, yeah.
And she's crying. Betty's crying. You know, I'm like, it hugs, you know, back and forth. It was – I didn't expect that. I mean – and sports does that to you. Sports is a thing that's more than – it's bigger than life. While we know here, I know as the general manager of the Eugene Emeralds, we're not going to win the every day. We're not going to win championships every year. It's about development. It's about the big
club. Sure.
You know, I mean –
totally different mentality.
Totally. But fans want to win every day, right? And so we hadn't. And we hadn't won in 42 years, and it meant a lot to a lot of folks.
All right. One final thing. I know following you on social media, and you, even though you said you've only been with the organization 2.5 years, you got to do some pretty cool stuff last October.
Yeah.
What pops where you were like, this is the glamorous side?
You know, it hit me hard with my job. I'm a lifelong Dodgers fan.
Right.
So I'm in the bleachers with my family. We chose it. You know, they gave us seats, these locations. I'm like, I want to sit in the bleachers at Wrigley. And we sit out there, and Clayton Kershaw's on the mound. And my son's like, my son looks at me and he goes, Dad, I'm like, who are we going for?
You know,
and I'm like, dude. Cubs, man. That's who signs our paycheck. You know what I mean? That's
nope.
that's our business, you know. And
sure.
And my mom and dad disown me. My sisters disown me. We're in our Cubs gear, you know, and we're at Wrigley. But that's what it's about. I mean, Dodgers having a great year this year, and I'm excited for them. But to be honest with you, I want to see the Cubs do it again.
No, it's as simple as this. I could have grown up a Yankee fan, but if I was a player and got drafted by the Red Sox, believe
right.
me, my loyalty would have been to the Red Sox.
Right, right. And
same thing.
A lot of my friends don't understand that, you know, and they get really pissed at me, but I'm like, hey, look, I'm wearing a Cubs World Series ring right now. What do you want me to tell you?
All right. Hey, AB, yeah. Always a pleasure.
Thanks
for
buddy.
Stopping by.
For
this
being
has
here.
Been awesome. And wish me luck on my first pitch.
You'll do fine. Just get over the plate.
I am. I've been working on it.